proclamation number 4965 dated the September 10th, 1950. Destructive will of God's adversary. Bound spirits, human being. Everything that is transient in the world belongs to my adversary. That is, all matter shelters imperfect spirits which my adversary once turned against me and which therefore still oppose me. Material creation came into being through my will and he has no authority over it. And yet, this world belongs to him, for he can boast that the spiritual substances bound in matter are the product of his will. However, my will caused the emergence of material creation in order to remove the spirits from the Creator's control, and he will never ever be able to destroy my work of love and compassion, although it is his constant endeavor. He certainly would like to liberate the spirits from the bound state I placed them in for the purpose of attaining beatitude. For as free beings, the imperfect spirits would never strive towards ascent but, under the control of my adversary, would continue to descend ever further into the abyss. For this reason I removed his power over these spiritual beings and created forms he is unable to destroy, because they are my consolidated will. Thus, my adversary has no control over the spiritual substances which are still bound in matter. However, he tries to use it all the more on the final material form which shelters the spiritual being, on the human being in the stage of free will. He cannot force the human being to become enslaved by him, yet he can seduce him in every way and try to cause him to maliciously destroy material creations as well. Thus, he uses the human being in order to accomplish his will after all, the destruction of matter. It is, however, up to the human being to comply with his will or to offer him resistance. And in order to win a person over for his disgraceful plans, my adversary enticingly presents that to him which he himself would like to be destroyed. He tries to arouse or to increase the human being's greed for matter and thereby also trigger instincts in him which do not shy away from destroying matter in order to enrich himself or to amass possessions, thereby taking the actual purpose of releasing themselves through being of service away from them, because the human being himself prevents the inherent spiritual substance from being helpful. Consequently, what the enemy is unable to destroy, he wants to prevent from developing further. He tries to give permanence to that which is impermanent, if his destructive will cannot reach it. And the human being obeys him only too gladly as long as matter is enticing to him and he constantly aims to increase it. If my adversary succeeds in tempting people into becoming destructively active, then the prematurely released spirits will wreak so much havoc that it will revoke the order, so that chaos will ensue, which will also affect those people who want to withdraw from my adversary's influence. For the devious spiritual beings will cause destruction everywhere, which will always happen through my adversary's initiative, who will once again exert his influence over the released spirits. This is why they will be bound again by my will. Due to the individual person's impulse of preservation, people, whose material possessions were destroyed, will constantly create works for helpful purposes again, in which the spirits which escaped from matter will be bound once more for their continued maturing. And these works will then be even more eagerly of service, because the inherent spiritual substance will sense the relief of having been integrated into the process of development again, which it involuntarily had to abandon. It will sense the benefit of order which forms the basis for all my creations, in contrast to my adversary's unlawful activity, which it is indeed subject to in a free state but which does not make it happy. The human being can, by virtue of his free will and my grace, which is at his disposal, resist my adversary and contribute considerably towards preventing him from destroying matter if he helps it to fulfill a serving function and only destroys it if matter is given a higher function of service. Then the human being will keep removing himself ever further from my adversary's influence. Then he will completely submit himself to my will by releasing himself and also help the spiritual substance in matter to progress in its development by not granting my adversary any power at all over himself and also trying to release matter from him, by making sure that the human beings will always resist my adversary. Amen.